This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. This is going to be a really fun interview for me because in studio is man who I consider a friend and who I'm just really excited to introduce to you. Jeffrey M. Bradshaw has a PhD from the Cognitive Science Department. His PhD is in Cognitive Science from the University of Washington. And he's written a couple of amazing books. He's a Latter-day Saint from Florida. And we're here to talk about the most recent of the two. Welcome to Religion Today on KSL.
Thank you, Martin.
This is a great book. I've got the first one, and we ought to talk a little bit about both of them and how they came to be. If you have any interest in the Old Testament, particularly the beginnings of the Old Testament, this is the place to go. How did these books come about?
Well, I've always loved the Old Testament since I was a child, especially Genesis. I used to read it over being very young. I think there's something about not only the power of the stories and those accounts, the foundational part it is to what we believe, but also it's a very intimate look at the patriarchs and also their families that doesn't come across really in any other work of Scripture. I'd never intended to write anything, though, until our house was destroyed by Hurricane Ivan back in 2004, and we had a chance to go overseas, and it just impressed upon me that, plus some things some impressions I had to go ahead and write down some things that were of interest to me. I tried to do the story of Joseph and his brothers, which I'd always liked, but I kept getting nudged back to the early chapters of Genesis and the book of Moses. But was just overwhelmed because there was just so much richness there and in all the religions of the world, the creation stories, the temple stories, the stories of the patriarchs, the music, the art, and everything else, and somehow got started there. And when that happened, I thought I was done. There was no number one after the title in the original version of this, but somehow number two started to emerge a couple of years ago, and I felt I needed to go forward with that too.
That's fabulous. And if you have not seen these books, you need to take a look. I was teasing Jeff a little bit before a broadcast here that these are only slightly smaller than the original edition of the King James Bible, which weighed about 40 pounds. And that's not quite true. But these are substantial books. Whoever published them just thought it through in incredible detail before they were published, and it's like a work of art. Just very, very well done. So for our listening audience, let's sort of paint the picture. Volume 1 came out when, and what's somebody going to find in the pages of Volume 1? And then we'll talk briefly and in more detail about Volume 2, which has just come out.
Volume 1, which is sold out in hardback in just 3 months and is now selling for an unreasonable price online, is now out of print. But there's a paperback updated version now that's available, and it tells the story of the creation, the fall, and the story of Adam and Eve, again highlighting many of the temple themes that are in those books that will be familiar to Latter-day Saints. Volume 2 then continues that story past chapter 6 in the book of Moses to talk about the story of Enoch, both the LDS commentary on that, some of the ancient stories and manuscripts that have to do with the story of Enoch, on to Noah, some of the what I figure who's much misunderstood, as we've recently witnessed in the media, and on to the Tower of Babel, which is a lot of fun because we start to get into archaeology and history that we can start to get our hands around because we have some records from that period. So it's been a wonderful journey. That's what Volume 2 is about.
And if you're interested, take a look in the recent, I don't know if it's yesterday or the Thursday. Day before, Thursday, Our guest, Jeff Bradshaw, has a review of the movie Noah, which has just come out, and I can't think of anyone more qualified to take a look at it.
Thank you.
That was a great review. But one of the things that he does in the review, as well as in these books, is give some detail about information that you wouldn't ordinarily think about. And then you get to the very end, the conclusion, you think, yeah, that's a great conclusion, and it's actually backed up by something. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you.
These particular volumes, let's talk briefly about particularly Volume 2, because that's what you're here for. You have a co-author with both of these, and we had a briefly, of course, mentioned him as well. Let's talk about Dave Larson and how you got involved with him and how these came to be.
Well, I think one of the things that got me feeling more strongly about doing the second volume was my budding acquaintance with David Larson. And a couple of years ago, we began to conceive of doing this book together. David, you should know, has studied under some of the foremost scholars of pseudepigrapha, some of the ancient writings that have to do with figures such as Enoch and Noah and so forth, and especially Andrei Orlov at Marquette University and Jim Davila at St. Andrews, where he received his PhD, are very well noted in that community. So I was welcoming a professional to come on board with me as an amateur to produce this book.
So to correct myself, he's your co-author on Volume 2. And Volume 2 specifically deals with Enoch, Noah, and the Tower of Babel. And explain your approach. We need to paint the picture on the radio here of what someone is going to find when they open up the cover of this delightful book.
Well, one of the reviews in BYU Studies this month said, not only have we tried to say everything we can about the prophets, but include everything that everybody else has said about it, and there's a little bit of truth to that. I think it was important to include every chapter there really includes an overview of the important perspectives that have been offered about those chapters by various people. Those chapters of scriptures goes through and marches through each chapter in sequence, has some of the artwork that relates to it, in some cases directly on topic, in other cases a little bit of fun artwork or photographs on related but somewhat side topics. And then it goes into a detailed scripture commentary, not just verse by verse, but really phrase by phrase, of what both scholars and LDS commentators, prophets, and other scripture says about those verses. And then finally at the end, there's just some quotes that are so well done, including by scholars such as Hugh Nibley and others, in their own tongue, that you want to include it as an integral whole. And so we have an ending of every chapter, which is called Gleanings, which are just nice quotes, pithy quotes that Neil Maxwell especially loved Enoch. So we have a lot on the story of Enoch from Neil Maxwell, which we were able to include in there.
The gist of what you'll find if you were to open this volume is almost an encyclopedia, but with kind of a friendly touch from the aspects of the church. There's almost nothing that you can't find on these subject matters in here, and maybe there is nothing you can't find except something that's kind of irrelevant. And then you have these great LDS perspectives. So if you want something that deals with Enoch, Noah, the Tower of Babel, you just couldn't do better. And if you want Volume 1, and as our guest said, want to spend a lot, hey, find the hardback version, but it's also around in paperback these days. My guest in studio is Jeffrey M. Bradshaw. We're talking about his new book that just come out that's titled In God's Image and Likeness 2, Enoch, Noah, and the Tower of Babel. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the contents. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. We're speaking with Jeffrey Bradshaw on Religion Today. Stay tuned.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Martin Tanner, in studio with me. It's a pleasure to have Jeffrey M. Bradshaw. He has a PhD in cognitive science from the University of Washington. And we neglected during our last little segment to talk about your work position, which is fascinating to me. Tell our audience about what you do.
Well, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy on earth. When I was a kid, I used to love to watch Absent-Minded Professor and Son of Flubber. And although I don't do chemistry, I get to invent new things every day, which is a lot of fun. We do everything from robotics to new kinds of displays to new kinds of cyber defense to autonomous vehicles, which I'm doing for Nissan right now. And I work a lot with NASA. And I guess that's partly what attracts me to the Old Testament is it takes a lot to keep up with the new stuff all the time. I'm having to reinvent myself and what I know every day and throw away the learning I had. So it's wonderful to go back and build on something that where your learning grows and where you have something solid that you can continue to depend on, as opposed to looking out at the future, which is always a wonderful but very dynamic prospect.
And unlike some of those early Disney movies, you use actual science.
That's right.
which is pretty cool.
I crushed my dreams when I found out none of that was true.
Flubber didn't really work, yeah. So if you're just joining us, it's my pleasure to have Jeff Bradshaw here to talk about his new book. The title is In God's Image and Likeness 2. As designated volume 2, Enoch, Noah, and the Tower of Babel. There's a first volume out. It's available in paperback. And before we move on and talk about the contents, Jeff, where can somebody find this fabulous work of art? And it is, because it has spectacular pictures and references, and the quality is just superb.
Well, you can find it a lot of places. It's in, fortunately, a lot of the bookstores around town, every place from Eborn Books, who was co-published this with the Interpreter Foundation, to Benchmark Books. Fair Mormon Bookstore has it at a 15% discount. And BYU Bookstore has also been very generous in making it available and featuring it places. If you like to order online, you can just go look it up on Amazon and find it there.
And if you are here for conference weekend but are actually going to be around through Monday, or if you just happen to be in northern Utah and can take the time, Jeff Bradshaw will be at Benchmark Books tomorrow on Monday from noon until 1 p.m. Benchmark Books is on Main Street at, I believe, 3268 South Main Street. It's on the east side of the street in a red brick building. You can meet the author, see his fabulous book, and get him to sign it for you. It'd be fabulous. Invite everyone who's listening to show up Benchmark Books tomorrow. Fabulous book. If you have a question or comment about this or any other religious topic, as always each week, send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to respond to you. Now, for the contents of Volume 2, give us a few highlights. These are encyclopedic works, and you know, of course, in just a few minutes we'll never be able to cover everything, but what might someone find about Enoch that's particularly of interest in the Bible? Just a few little verses, and yet you have pages and pages and pages.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have in modern scripture a text which is many times the length of the few verses we have in the Bible, as you say. And what's interesting about that is we actually get a picture of Noah, of Enoch in this case, everything from his call to his teaching ministry, on to, of course, his preparation of a people to be received in heaven. And I was just amazed as I went back into the study of ancient manuscripts that bear on the Book of Moses as we have it, to find how many resonances there are at every step of the way. His manner of calling, his being called a lad which is, you know, the only time that that word is used is in that chapter of the book of Moses. Joseph Smith uses it nowhere else in his teachings or revelations. And yet it's the one title in 2nd and 3rd Enoch, some ancient works from outside the Bible, that most characterizes them, according to Gary Anderson at Notre Dame. There are wonderful parallels in a Qumran book called The Book of the Giants that was discovered in 1948. That uses not only major themes relating to the story of Enoch in terms of his teaching mission, his receiving of a heavenly book, his character, his being questioned by a character named Mahuja or Mahijah, as we have both ways in the Book of Mormon and the Book of Moses, just like it's in the Bible, in a variant form, and. None of that could have come to Joseph Smith by any other means than by revelation. And then finally, this story that David, by the way, has written up so well in a recent version of, in a last month's edition of BYU Studies, about a community that actually rises to heaven. It doesn't get any better than that. We just get so much more from modern revelation and enhanced by ancient writings in that story.
So, faith-promoting, great commentary, encyclopedic in nature. This is a terrific book. This is really, really an impressive book. And the illustrations that you have chosen for it are wonderful as well. Let's, especially in view of the new movie that's come out, let's talk a little bit about Noah. What's somebody going to find in your book about Noah?
Well, Noah is interesting because there's so much we know about him, again, from modern scripture, the fact that he was the angel Gabriel, that, you know, he had a role to play, therefore, in the Annunciation to Jesus Christ, and according to some Jewish traditions, even in the visions to Daniel and others in the Old Testament, he had a modern role to play in restoring some keys. And then ancient writings, again, give us a lot of illumination. What's interesting about the movie Noah is that they actually, some of the craziest elements have some interesting affinities with things that will be of interest to Latter-day Saints. For example, you see this crazy scene in the movie, which if you didn't know the ancient writings, it wouldn't make any sense, where the bad guy, Tubal-Cain, is digging up this luminous mineral called Sohar. And you say, what's all that about? Is that just from the producer's imagination? It turns out that some have interpreted that term in the story of Noah, some ancient Jewish writers, to indicate a shining stone that hung from the rafters of the ark and illuminated the ark for Noah, shades of the Jaredite barges, which were also illuminated in a similar manner. And we find this another crazy theme, this snake skin that was passed on from father to son, apparently, in the movie. And there we find some resemblance to this idea of a stolen garment, which was passed down from Adam to Noah and on through the generations of the patriarchs, which I think other Jewish traditions say was made out of animal skins of different sorts, but in the movie they take it as being snake skin. And if you know the ancient tales, it starts to make a little more sense. Now, other parts of the movie may make no sense, like the fact that Noah mistakenly is believing that God is telling him to end humanity with his own family, but we'll leave you to the review to get those kinds of details. Really, the spirit is not there, but some interesting details from ancient writings are there if you know where to look for them.
We have in studio today Jeffrey M. Bradshaw. He's the author of a superb book, which I highly recommend, and I certainly do not always do that. In God's Image and Likeness 2, Enoch, Noah, and the Tower of Babel. Come see him tomorrow from noon until 1 o'clock at Benchmark Books at 3268 South Main Street in Salt Lake City. He's a wonderful gentleman and a terrific scholar. This is a marvelous book, and I highly, highly recommend it. It's encyclopedic in nature and just absolutely superb. You can get it at Benchmark Books. You can get it at Amazon. There are all kinds of places where you can find it. Deseret Book as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Martin.
Join me again next week. This is Religion Today.